did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
Hello, catch uppers. This is Tuesday's show, and a foreword of warning, there will be no Wednesday show.
Yeah, no, we have the day off for Anzac Day, mm-hmm. So don't go looking for Wednesday's podcast / catch up. Won't be there.
Oh, we should say go looking for it anyway, and if you can find it,
you win. No, don't do that. No, there's no podcast, there's no catch up. It doesn't exist. But, Nath, yesterday on the catch up, we had a very small catch up. We spoke about it. It's very tiny, very small. Well, today it's huge. It's absolutely huge. It's massive. We have former President Barack Obama on the show.
Yeah, calling through to an Australian radio station for the very first time.
Yes.
No one has ever had him on Australian radio.
We haven't fact checked to see if no one's had him on. But
I'm making a big call.
Yeah, I believe it. If someone told me, hey, Barack Obama's never been on Australian radio, I'd be like, yes, we'd believe it.
Well, don't check it. Yeah, don't check it. As soon as someone checks it and proves me wrong, then that just ruins everything. Yeah. So don't bother. Don't bother checking it.
A little update on the Pope's hat. I found out what the name of the Pope's hat is.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What is it?
You told me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you'd found something else. I thought you had like a secret name. It's called a skull cap. It's not that impressive.
I promise people a really big show. And you're like, what are we doing? What was on it?
I was like, nah, I don't think that was the point of it. Yeah. Oh, the stone stack. This was a big thing. We actually had our own stone stack off here in the studio. It was UV, me, V, producer Mason. Tallest stack of stones won. And we've got a new nickname for producer Mason. We don't want to give too much away.
Yeah, I don't want to give away how the stone stack off ends, but producer Mason's new nickname is One Stone Mace.
Mm-hmm.
One Stone Mace. There's also a game of Nath Knows in there. We gave $1,000 away in Alpha Bucks to a lovely young lady by the name of May.
Yes.
And we finally settled the debate of whether I need new undies.
Yeah. Are you wearing undies now?
No.
Ah, ooh. Crazy.
I don't even need new undies.
Enjoy the podcast.
Nath, great news for you and I.
Oh, awesome.
This is very relevant to you and me. We've been doing radio for a while now. Very lucky. Mm-hmm. What's the number one joke everyone says?
Heads for radio.
Heads for radio. Mm-hmm. There you guys.
You got me again, guys. Heads for radio.
Face for radio.
Ooh.
So if you are listening and thinking of meeting us one day, don't make the joke.
Yeah, think of something else. Actually, you know what? You don't even need to say a joke. Just go, hey, how are you?
Just go, hey,
love the show.
How are you?
Yeah.
Look, the reason I do mention us, Nathan, being on radio and our ugly faces is studies have shown very unattractive people earn more money.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Studies from the London School of Economics and Political Science.
Silence. How do they talk to each other?
Have you heard their, like, school song?
No, what is it? Oh, actually, I've got to grab it here.
No, that was your old one. The new one is...
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello, darkness, my old friend. This is the sound of silence. The London School of Economics and Political Science showed that there is a prettiness penalty.
Oh.
A prettiness penalty, yeah. So if you're kind of good looking or you're average looking, they're kind of a bit wary of you, employers.
Oh, okay, they're intimidated.
Yeah,
yes.
So they've done studies in the past, but basically this one's about people who are very unattractive always earn more than those that were just unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
So they did studies also about good-looking. Now, we covered this a long time ago, because if you're good-looking, you're more likely to climb the corporate ladder.
Yeah, to get up there.
Yeah, because people trust you. They look at you and go, hey, this guy knows some stuff. You know, he'll be good to become the next thing. But if you're very unattractive,
mm-hmm.
they're going to pay you more money.
Is that because they look at you and go, okay, he's not great looking, so he must make up for it in being really good at his job?
Yeah. So it's a combination of two things. It's they're not threatened by you because
mm-hmm.
they're like, oh, I'm not worried about him. Give him heaps of money. And two, obviously he doesn't put enough time in at the gym or the mirror. So he spent a lot of time on Microsoft Word and Excel. So at the end of the day, to be successful in business, you need to be really good-looking or really ugly.
Well, the easiest one is to be really ugly. It's harder to be good-looking than ugly. So just guys and girls, don't look after yourselves.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. What's the easiest? Because, again, you mentioned it, Nath. You hit the nail on the head. Very hard to be very good-looking.
Mm.
You've got to put a lot of time and effort in. But what would be the number one key to be very unattractive? Would it be just piling on the kilos?
Well, you need... Well, because, no, because bigger people can also be attractive.
You're right. There are...
All right,
it's a face thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a face thing.
It's a face thing.
You can be bigger and attractive.
So you're saying look disheveled.
Yeah, so every morning, what you should do, instead, like most people like do their hair, put their makeup on, whatever, just smack your head against the wall a few times. Jim, I want to talk about the Pope Francis. The poor bugger, he's had a bit of an issue with his skull hat on his most recent visit to southern Italy yesterday. Yeah. So the skull hat's the little white one, not the tall ceremonial one.
Okay, the smaller one.
The smaller one.
Didn't know it was called the skull hat. There you go.
Skull cap.
Skull cap.
Or maybe some people call it a skull hat.
I don't know. I didn't even know it had a name. I thought it was just... I thought he had different hats.
You thought it was, what, like a sailor's hat?
No, I just thought, like, there's hat one, hat two. I didn't know they had, had names.
He's got heaps of hats.
He's a hat man.
He's a hat guy.
Him and Pharrell.
And Boy George.
Yeah.
They hang out. Video and photos have emerged of wind blowing off Popey's skull cap whilst he was sitting in front of thousands.
Yeah.
So these videos have gone crazy, and you can see the hat is in midair, and Popey's kind of trying to catch it.
Trying to catch his hat.
But he didn't. No. So...
He lost his hat.
It's a bit of a catastrophe. You know what I mean?
He had to go to a hat store later.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just poked on in.
He actually bought three and juggled them afterwards.
Yeah?
It was a hat trick.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought. The Pope, I mean, probably one of the most well-known, famous people in the world.
Definitely top 10.
He has a guy for everything. I mean, he's got a helicopter guy, a guy that drives his little white car when he drives around.
Skull car.
Yes, his skull car. Yeah. What I thought is, does he need a cap guy? A hat guy?
A hat guy.
A guy whose sole purpose is to look after the Pope's hat. Particularly when it's windy.
Well, yeah, I mean... You definitely need someone there to catch his hat.
Mm.
But
this guy's only task is hat security.
Yeah, I'd argue even less than hat security, just like backup hats.
Oh, yeah, well, this could be one of his roles.
So, like, one guy just following around the Pope with a little, like, carry-on baggage, but in that little carry-on baggage it's just hats.
Or, like, a big coat, and he opens it up and he's like, he's got all these hats. What do you want today, Popey?
Pope's going to go into an alleyway. There's a guy with a jacket... Hey, Pope, come here, man. Yeah, you want to buy a hat? Yeah, we've got skull hats. We've got big hats. We've got small hats. We've got Pharrell's hat. We've got Boy George's hat. We've got all the hats, man. I can hook you up.
Jim, big fan of the show. Former US President Barack Obama. He's written a letter to his daughter's new boyfriend warning him to be careful with his newfound attention. So Rory is this bloke's name. He's been dating Barack and Michelle's daughter, Malia. They've been dating for roughly about 7-8 months.
Okay, so things are getting serious.
So it's starting to get serious. So Obama made a handwritten note and sent it to him. This is what the note said.
Well, what did he send it to him? Why didn't he just tell him?
This is what, at the dinner table.
Just be like, hey, mate, I got something to tell you.
Like, I mean, he's not the president anymore. It's not like he's busy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's obviously not busy. He's got time to write handwritten letters.
Who writes handwritten letters anymore?
Yeah, someone who's unemployed, mate. That's... Sorry, Barack. Yeah.
So he said, you need to be careful of the attention Malia's last name is going to bring you, Rory. You will be in the spotlight. Make sure you're ready for some scrutinising and don't let it affect your studies and passions.
Oh, so it's a nice note.
It's not an angry one.
No, he's just saying, hey...
But I feel like there's a little undertone of...
Is that all there is?
No, I'm sure that's all I could get.
Oh, okay.
I think there's more. So there might be a little bit.
I was about to say, if you're going to take the time to write a letter, that's pretty piss poor. Like,
it's not even 5 lines. You could write that on the back of your hand.
It's right on the back of a napkin. Hey, Rory, mate, Obama's, we're a big deal.
But you're right, a letter is so official. I mean, I know he's not the president anymore, but does he like rubber stamp it? You know how they have the wax stamp?
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to write a letter, you've got to go... You're gonna go out all the bit.
The whole hog.
Yeah, you can't half it.
Well, maybe he's still got some rubber stamp left over from when he was prez, and he's like,
I don't think they're rubber stamps. I think it's wax, and then you heat the thing and push it down.
Well, maybe he's got some wax left over, and he's like, oh, I've got to use it somehow. And he's writing letters to everybody.
Well, that's a good point. It's not the I wouldn't say it's the wax. It's probably like the official Barack Obama letterhead.
Oh, what do you think? It's just like a B-O.
Yeah, well, they get like letters that said the president. Nah, he probably just crosses that out, or he just writes former president, and he's like, "I've got all these pieces of paper. I need to keep sending letters."
You'd be a little bit nervous though, dating the ex president's daughter, don't you reckon? Because I mean, if you don't marry her now, you might just disappear.
You got nothing to worry about, I guess. If you're if you've got good intentions, that's the thing.
There you go.
If you're a good bloke, I mean, there's nothing to worry about. I'd argue if I was dating Barack Obama's daughter, I'd probably take Obama's last name. I'd become Jimmy Obama.
Yeah, 100%. I'd become Barack Obama. I'll take both his names.
Just change your name. Call me Barack Obama Jr. The old B-O-J-R.
So, Jim, clearly we've got a lot of questions. So what I thought we could do is, as you know, we are close personal friends with former President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And we've actually got in contact with him. And we've got him on the line, and we're going to talk to him next.
Okay.
Just to clear up a few questions. So we'll go to Ariana Grande now, and then when we come back, former President of the United States, Barack Obama, will be on the line.
I didn't know we had him on the show.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd surprise you. Okay. You know, he's a big fan.
I know we're close personal friends. I just didn't know we could get him up at 6:35, but I guess the time difference
there.
And also,
what's he doing? He's writing letters. Yeah. Former US President Barack Obama, he's written a letter to his daughter's new boyfriend, Malia. The boyfriend's name is Rory. And basically the letter was warning him to be careful with his newfound attention. Jim and I, we've got a few questions and we thought we'd clear them up because we've got close personal friend Barack Obama on the line with us now. Barack, welcome to the show. Hello, Barack.
Joe, hello.
Oh, there we go. Sorry, bit of delay there from the US, Barack.
Sorry, it's a bit of a delay. I've got an old phone, couldn't afford a new phone now that I'm no longer president.
Yeah, what have you been doing now you're out of a job?
Been relaxing at home with the wife, the kids, writing a lot of letters, as you said on your show. I'm a keen fan. I have been listening.
Now, you have been writing a lot of letters. Is that because you're trying to use... Jimmy and I were talking about it before... You're trying to use the rest of the wax from the presidential stamp? Is that why, or are you literally just that bored?
No. When you're president of the United States, I was for 8 years. Go me. You write a lot of letters, and I have a lot of time left over right now, so I thought, why not keep writing letters? It's pretty much all I know how to do. So, yeah, a lot of letters. I've sent a few your way. I haven't seemed to get a reply yet. What's up there, Nick?
Yeah, we'll get around to it. We actually do have a job, Barack, so we're a little bit busy.
classic Nate. Good one.
Barack, tell us your thoughts on Rory, Marley's new boyfriend. What do you think? What about your first impressions of him?
No, I really like the boy. Seems like a good kid, has good intentions, is studying very hard. I heard you mention that he should take my name, and I approve. I'd really like a little Barack Obama Jr. Around the home. So, sign me up.
Now, have you had him checked out by the Secret Service and stuff, Barack, or you're just trusting Marley's judgment?
I trust my daughter's judgment. Unfortunately, I don't have the Secret Service anymore.
Right.
I just have a lot of time to write letters. Go me. But no, he's a good kid. Haven't had him checked out. But, you know, at the end of the day, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Okay, I don't know if that's relevant, but okay.
It's a famous quote I read somewhere once. I'm the former president of the United States.
And Barack, are you expecting a letter back from Rory after you took the time to write him one?
No, I don't expect a letter back from Rory. He is a kid, so I'm expecting some sort of Snapchat story, maybe tagging me, or maybe Instagram, Facebook, something like that. But yeah, no, definitely no letters. I don't believe the kids are writing them.
And so... overall, you're happy with Rory to date Malia?
Look, you know, I prefer Jimmy from Jimmy and Nate. I'm a big fan. Is Jimmy there? Could I say something to him?
No, he's actually just stepped out, Barack. I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's a little disappointing. Must be a Donald Trump fan.
Yesterday, the World Stone Stacking Championships took place in Scotland. Pretty exciting stuff.
I must have missed that.
Yeah.
What channel was that on?
It was Go. It was on Go.
Okay.
Yeah. I think.
As in, go get somewhere to watch the stones.
So basically, the annual stone stacking championships, how it works is competitors, basically they have to use gravity and stack stones on top of each other with the most creative and impressive and big being the winner. So it's a combination of being creative, so making it look cool, making it look impressive, and making it look tall.
So tall, good-looking...
And impressive. I feel like good-looking and impressive are the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like they're running out of... Yeah. All right, guys, so we're coming up with the Stone Stacking Championship. What rules should we got? Definitely should be tall. All right, yeah, go on, Steve, tall. Maybe it should be impressive. Yeah, impressive, got that as well. And what about good-looking? That sounds a lot like impressive. Have we got any other rules, though?
No,
okay, so, you know, that'll be it then. Where is the stone stacking championship held?
Scotland, mate. Scotland. Yeah, I mean, the place of all stones. People
shan't,
know that.
Shan't be visiting Scotland.
Oh, you should get out there to see this. It'd be fun to watch.
Look, Scotland looks... I've never been to Scotland. It does look like a beautiful part of the world.
I've never been there either.
I can't say I'm a huge fan of the stone stacking.
Well, we need to congratulate Pedro Duran. Pedro from Spain. He was the winner. Well done, Pedro. So basically, the rules, they have a day to stack. And these guys are
more rules. So yeah, it's not just the tall, good looking.
No, that's the judging criteria. These are the rules when you actually do it. So apparently, they use mathematics to work out how they're going to stack the stone. So these guys are all like mathematicians and professors and stuff.
You're really not selling me on the stone stacking.
Oh, really?
So, Jim, you're going to love it. There's a bunch of mathematicians as well.
Well, you're an engineer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, loose term.
Exactly. And where am I right now? I'm doing radio. Yeah. So, if I wanted to go and do that, I'd be doing that.
Well, you're going to love this then, because coming up next, what I thought we could do is we get producer Mace in here,
yeah,
you and me, and we have our own little stone stack off. See how many stones we can stack.
Okay.
In 30 seconds, though, not a day.
No, they have a day.
They have a day to do it.
Oh, wow.
The 30 seconds, that's short, sharp. It's like the 2020
in
cricket. This is the 2020 of stone stacking.
They do the test match.
Yeah.
We're doing the 2020. Okay, so 30 seconds. Are you going to tell us how it works next? Are you going to tell us the rules?
No,
or?
No, literally. Okay, I'll explain the rules.
But I mean, like, what's the judging criteria? Is it good looking? Is it height? Or is it just height?
It's just height, I reckon. I reckon we make it simple.
Okay.
Because we don't have time to make it good looking in that kind of stuff. We've got 30 seconds.
And good looking, like, I hate those things. Like, that's what I get really upset about, like, you know, the diving and some of the snowboarding and the Olympics and that. Because it's what they, you know what I mean? Like, it's a rating system.
Subjective.
It's not first over the line.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm happy to go tallest stone stack.
Okay, great. So what I've done is I've stolen some stones from our neighbour.
Okay.
Our neighbour's garden.
Hopefully they're not listening.
I've got them in a little bag. And next we'll get producer Mason in, and you and me will have our own little stone stack off. Boys, we'll just talk. Oh, first of all, welcome producer Mason to the studio.
Thanks, buddy. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, how you going?
Good.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
We were just talking
Chandler
about...
Mason in your own time, mate.
We were just talking about the World Stone Stacking Championships that took place yesterday in Scotland. It was won by a Spanish man called Pedro Duran.
Yeah.
And what we thought was, we thought we could do our own little stone stack off here in the studio. Now, these guys, the professionals, when they do it, they have a day to stack. But I thought when we could do it here in the studio, 30 seconds. Probably enough. Would
yeah,
you say?
I'd argue if we were going to recreate it, a day of radio stacking stones.
Not
the most compelling radio.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be tuning in. Oh, have you heard about a hit? What are they doing? Oh, they're stacking stones for 24 hours.
Would this conversation be happening in a retirement home? Because the only people that would be interested.
We'd go back out to Deloraine. We'd get Alan Adams.
The puzzle off.
The puzzle off slash stone stacker.
So just before we get into it, so boys, I've put stones on each of your little desks in front of you. They're covered by a tissue at the moment, just so you can't pre-look.
I'll say why I got the tissues to put them over the stones. Nath, during the song, you put stones in front of us. Then producer Mason started stacking.
Cheating.
And started looking what stones were flat and what was...
Don't rat me out, buddy.
Yeah, that's you're a cheater.
You're a cheater.
You're
mate.
The Lance Armstrong of stone stacking.
You are. You claim the win and then we find out later on that you cheated.
Except you have extra stones, not just one. but yes, I've put the tissue over all our stones so we can't see our stones.
Right, so before we do this, is there any techniques that you guys are going to go for? You don't want to reveal them. Any stone stacking techniques?
Yes.
Well, you've already cheated. Yeah.
So. I'd say...
Jim?
No, well, I mean, like, I don't think... The only technique is just to stack them on top of each other, isn't it? I mean, it's not rocket science.
Well, you've got the most mathematical background, being an engineer.
Yeah.
So is there are you going to employ that or?
No, I'm not going to. I've only got 30 seconds. I'm not going to start measuring stones, testing them for structural integrity.
All right, boys, are we ready to go for the stone stack off?
So, and just to clarify, it's 30 seconds. The highest wins.
The highest wins. Yeah. That's a rule.
It has to stand on its own. Hang on. Can't assist it.
The highest or the most amount of stones?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, that's a great question. Mm. What do we reckon?
I don't know, mate. It's your game.
I reckon.
Well, you don't have a ruler in here, so most amount of stones.
Most amount of stones. On top of each other.
Yeah. Done.
Okay.
Oh, Jimmy's not having
it. Oh,
that.
I would have went height, but all right, most amount of stones. Oh, because you could have a bunch of, like, really flat, small stones.
I've actually...
And producer Mason seen these stones.
All right, highest. It is the highest. You cheater.
All right.
Guys, I will ask you to now...
No, it's right. We don't have a rule. It has to be most amount of stones.
Okay, so it is the most amount of stones.
It's back to most amount of stones.
Right.
But if Mason wins, it's because he's seen it and he's introduced that rule. He's a cheater.
Yeah. All right, boys, remove your tissue.
Swim. Whew.
Okay. Oh, sound effect. Thank you, producer Mason.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, not the music.
Yeah, this is huge.
Alpha Bucks.
This is harder than I thought.
I've got 3 so far. Nate, how are you doing?
Oh, no! No, 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 no.
Oh, no! No! No!
I think I'm good. I think I'm okay.
No! Don't bang the desk! No! You know those! Stop the clock.
What's happened?
Because I'm not even kidding you. I had that set up. How quickly did I do that, by the
you
way?
You did that very in about had, 15 seconds.
I had 5 stones set up, and you would have heard me. If we replay the audio, you hear me go, oh, I'm doing well, I'm good.
I heard you say you're good.
Then Mason slams the desk in a moment of rage.
Just because yours fell over.
Knocks over my tower, confirming you are the Lance Armstrong of stone stacking.
You're cheating.
First of all, he goes, oh, no, bang, my tower fell. So
all
I've
right,
recreated.
So, all right, so how many did you have before it fell over?
I've got 5.
5?
Yeah. Okay. I quickly recreated it.
Mason, how many did you have?
I'll get you to tell me how many you've got first.
No, well, I had 15 before you hit the table.
No, you didn't.
How many have you got?
3.
Well, I mean, producer Mason, you can see what I've got going on over here. It's like a little totem pole.
It's pretty cool.
That's actually quite good, Jimmy.
I got 5 stones.
It's mathematics.
Almost as impressive as my 1 stone.
In the last 3 seconds, all of them fell over, so I've got nothing.
I mean, at one time during the show, Mason, you were referred to as Toucan Mason. You're now 1 stone Mason.
Yeah, Jim, we're celebrating the school holidays at the moment by playing Alpha Bucks, but the kids edition of kids of Alpha Bucks. Basically, if you're between this,
we're playing
my 5-year-old.
We're sending Nath back to school.
If you are between the ages of 5 and 11, you have a chance of winning $1,000. Basically, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions in 30 seconds. Each question you answer correctly with the day's letter, you get $10. All 10 correct, and $1,000 is yours. Jim, today's contestant is a lovely May from Dodgers Ferry. Hello, May. How are you?
Good, thank you.
May, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just sitting on the couch watching TV.
Nice. What's on the TV, May?
My brother's favourite show.
Is he controlling the remote? Is he, May?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you win money today, May, you don't give him anything, okay?
I'm not going to.
Oh, good.
All right, May, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
May, today your letter is M, as in M for magic, okay?
Yeah.
Now you.
I would have went M for May.
Oh, M for May is even better.
Yeah.
Sorry. M for May.
Hopefully a May face tomorrow, we can say that.
Your 30-second starts at the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass and we can come back to the topic if there's time at the end of the 30 seconds. May, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, May, give me a noise a cow makes starting with M. Oh, nice. Something you eat.
Macca's.
Somewhere you get a McHappy meal from.
Macca's.
A month of the year.
May.
An animal.
Moose.
A planet.
Mars.
Something you clean the floor with.
Mop.
A chocolate bar.
Mars bar.
A movie.
Minions.
A Simpsons character.
Marge.
She's worth $1,000! Oh my god, May! May, you won
$1,000! You just won $1,000!
Oh my god! May, are you sure you're not 35?
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay.
Just checking.
I've just got the brains of a 35-year-old.
Oh, May, you certainly do.
You're smart. May, how are you feeling right now?
I'm like over the moon. I'm a cow.
Hey, cow over the moon.
Hey, May, is your brother listening right now?
Yes, he is.
Are you going to give him maybe a little bit of money so you can watch whatever you want? Or you know what, you could buy your own TV with that much money?
No.
May, when you head back to school, are you going to tell other people that you've won $1,000 or are you going to keep it to yourself?
No, I'm going to tell them and I'm just going to brag about it and they're not going to get
anything. I love it. What about mum and dad, May? Are you going to give them maybe $1, maybe $2?
Maybe 50 cents.
50 cents.
Well, whose phone are you using, May?
Mum's.
You're using Mum's phone, so maybe she gets a little bit of commission?
Okay, maybe
I mean, you don't have to. It's open to you. It's up to you, mate.
Hey, mate, we're going to go through your questions really quickly and just replay it for everyone. Okay. Let us know at the end which question you found the hardest. But we had noise a cow makes, moo, something you eat, Macca's. Where do you get a McHappy meal from? Macca's.
A little double doozy there. Well done, mate.
Month of the year, May. Well done. Animal, moose, planet Mars, something you clean the floor with, mop, a chocolate bar, Mars bar, a movie, Minions.
Yeah.
And a Simpsons character, Marge. So, May, which was the hardest question for you?
Actually, the Simpsons character, because I'm not, like, a big fan of that movie. We just play that game at school, so...
Okay.
Oh, nice. I remember the character names.
May, the show your brother's watching right now, it's not The Simpsons, is it?
No.
Ah, that would have been helpful. That would have been
May,
helpful.
May, well, we've got you. Do you want to shout out what school you're from and any friends from school?
I'm from Dodgers Ferry Primary School, and hi to Matilda.
Oh, hi, Matilda. Is Matilda going to get any of your cash, mate?
Oh, maybe.
No, she's not.
No. Don't give it to anyone, mate. It's all yours. You've won that. You've won $1,000 thanks to Alpha Bucks and our friends at Harvey Norman, Nath.
Yeah, the home of the Sealy Posturepedic, Australia's comfiest mattress, mate. Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing. You have a fantastic rest of your school holidays, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Have a think of what you want to do with that $1,000, man. We might give you a little call a little bit later or on tomorrow's show, okay?
Okay.
Well, Thursday's show. We're away tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you, May. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Nate knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nate doesn't.
Teenglish.
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 Sounds like a rash. Oh, have you got some cream from a Teenglish?
You'd know about that then. I've seen you, nude.
Serious Tinglish.
Hey, look, to celebrate English Language Day, teens have been surveyed all across the country to find out what young people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's called Tinglish. So English, Tinglish.
Right.
This is the language that it's been named. The team, again, surveyed people between the ages of 13 and 19 to find out what words they like to use.
Mm-hmm.
So teenagers. Nath, were you a popular teenager as a kid?
You know I was, mate. Of course I was.
Yeah, what was that school camp you went to? What was it called?
It was just called after school care, but it was like weekend.
No, but what was the school holidays camp you went to?
Yeah, it was called school holidays camp. But you'd go there because... Oh, no.
Sorry, they couldn't even think of a good name. We're going to have a camp on the school holidays. What are we going to call it?
It was... I don't know what it was called. It was called like Little Rascals or something. I don't.
You're not helping yourself.
I don't know what it was. But I had friends there. They used to do rock climbing and stuff with me. It was cool.
And you're still in touch with them?
No, I'm not in touch with them anymore because... I don't know what they're doing, but so got what other friends.
We could play Nath Knows on 13, 12, 16. You just got to call up, does Nath know, yes or no?
Mm.
It always works the same. We have three questions, Nath. You just have to get two out of three correctly. People tell us yes or no. Now, before I give you your practice word, and you tell me if it's come in the top 10 words teenagers use.
Right, okay. So it's a yes or a no from me.
It's a yes or a no from you. Now, okay. Before we do that, just quickly, was there a word you used as a teenager? Like, did you have a cool word, you and your mates?
I said, like, sick all the time. Like, oh, that's sick, man. Like, cool, dude. I didn't say cool. I said sick. But sick means cool, you know.
So, yeah, okay, yeah. Sweet.
Oh, what word did you use?
We used shibby.
Yeah.
Remember from Dude, Where's My Car?
Mm-hmm.
Shibby.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. You went after school
camp. No, did not go to school holiday camp. So, Nath, what I'll do is I'll give you a word. You just have to tell me, is it in the top 10 words teenagers use right now?
Okay.
Da-da-da-da-da. Your word is dude.
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 I like dude.
Dude.
Where's my car?
Shibby. Dude, where's my car, dude?
Shibby. Are teenagers using dude?
Are teenagers using dude? Is this a word that's in the top 10 in Australia?
I feel like it's a little bit older. Dude.
Dude.
No, I don't think they are. No,
you don't think they are using dude?
I never used dude, but not to say it couldn't come back. But no, I'm going to say no, they're not using dude.
All right. Incorrect.
Oh,
yep. Dude was the winner with teens.
Oh, it's a top word.
It's the top word teens in Australia using right now. Dude.
I thought dude was out of fashion. It's come back.
Yeah, it was. It went out and now it's back in.
It's like mum jeans. They've come back.
It's just back in rotation.
Nate knows.
Are you with me?
Or Nate doesn't.
Teenglish. Teenglish. To celebrate English Language Day, teens have been surveyed all across the country. And they've been finding out what young people are saying. The language is called Tinglish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a form of English for teenagers.
That's rad, man. Not one of them?
I'll tell you, not on the list.
Okay.
So, Nathan, I've got a list. I've got the top 10 words that teenagers are using right now. So that's the ages of 13 to 19.
Right, okay.
So how this will work is I'll read out a word, mm-hmm. and you just got to tell me, are teenagers using this or not?
Okay, and playing today is the beautiful Olivia from Kingston. Liv, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Liv, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
21.
Do you remember what you used to say when you were a teenager? Any cool words?
Probably choose not to remember.
Yeah.
Probably something that you can't say on the radio. Yeah. Olivia, do you think Nath can correctly guess two out of three of these words?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay,
she's got faith in me.
She's with you. Okay. All right, stay on the line, Olivia. We're going to play Nath Knows, and we'll chat to you very shortly. K.
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 Just the letter K?
K.
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 Or KK.
No, just K.
Just K.
Just one solo K. Are teenagers using K? K.
My mum uses this in text messages all the time.
Your mum's a cool lady.
She's a cool dude.
Actually, no, she's not. She sent you to what was it? School camp.
That's because she was working.
Yeah, but
yeah, Dave.
K.
I'm going to say, yeah, and especially in text messages because it's just easy. K.
Correct. K was ranked second on the list.
Oh, second.
And although Dude topped the list overall, K, short for OK, was the most popular for young girls.
Oh, there you go.
So girls love using K.
K.
My girlfriend texts me that a lot, K.
Does she?
word number two, bae.
Bae.
B-A-E. Bae.
The definition being before anything else?
I don't actually know what the... Yeah, I think it means someone you love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you're my bae.
Yeah, bae.
Okay. Like Jimmy.
I thought it meant bacon and eggs.
Oh, did it?
Bacon and eggs.
Is that why you keep texting it to me?
I'm giving you my breakfast order.
Nath, can you bring me home some bae? What? I mean, Courtney's at home. What do you mean?
Nath, are teenagers right now, are they using the word bae? Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to say they are.
Looking it in?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bae, another word for babe, seems to be out in 2017 with over 500,000 teens admitting they don't say bae anymore.
So it's out of fashion.
It's out of fashion, yes.
I feel like it was big when we were teenagers, though. Bae.
It was. It was. Now it's gone.
Not anymore.
It's out of here.
Okay.
Right, Nate, so you need to get this one correct.
Okay.
You need to get two out of three for Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Salty. Salty.
Weird.
Are they salty?
They talk about when they're ordering chips or something?
How do you want your chips? Salty.
Salty, please, bae.
I believe salty's like, oh, no. I'm salty. I'm a bit angry, a bit upset.
Okay.
I believe. I'm not sure. I'm not a teenager.
Oh.
We should have asked May earlier. We had on the show. One Alpha Bucks. $1,000.
She's only 11, mate.
Okay. Yeah.
She's
not a teenager.
Not there yet. All right. Salty. Are the teens using it? I'm going to say, yeah, it sounds like a cool new word that they're using.
Salty, a word used to describe someone who may seem rude or bitter, made it to third place.
Yes!
With 74% of teenagers using the word salty.
Olivia, you backed me and it paid off. Well done.
Hello. I knew you could do it.
Thanks, bae.
Huge fan. Nath, I've been having some issues with my undies.
No one likes that.
No, look, they're a little holy. Yeah, got some holy undies. Now, I know this is a problem that also plagues you, Nath. Holy undies.
Yeah, I just own it.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to get rid of them.
No, not at all. Well, the thing is, you wear undies underneath your normal clothes.
Yeah.
So if bits are hanging out, it's only the inside of your jeans that are going to know.
Yeah, and that's the thing, no one knows.
No one
knows. At the end of the day, I still have underwear on.
Yeah.
There may be a hole the size of my head in them.
Doesn't matter.
But it doesn't matter.
Unless by the off chance somebody dacks you. Then you're in a bit of trouble, but otherwise, no one's ever going to know.
Yeah, but dacking's not in. That's not. Kids don't do
that.
That's
not a cool thing anymore.
Yeah, Nath, I need to chat to you, mate. You need to stop dacking people in the office. It's becoming a real problem. Look, the reason I bring it up, though, is, if you want to see. I thought I'd never say this on the radio. If you want to see my undies, you can head to the Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. There's a photo of them in the Instagram story. You can vote whether I need to buy new ones or not.
Right.
So head to our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. But the reason I bring it up, Nath. Is I didn't really think I have a problem. I mean, I've got my undies here. I just took a photo of them. I put them on the Instagram, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
You can see them. There's three large holes in these ones.
It's like a... Did you ever watch Disney Channel and the Hidden Mickey?
Yeah.
It's like the Hidden Mickey of holes in your undies.
It looks like the Disney logo.
Yeah.
Also,
because
like
we always get our mouse.
I was going to say it looks like the Scream mask
as
well.
Oh, that too,
because we always scream.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring it up was I've had them for a while. I've had these undies for a long time. You know, guys, we don't throw our undies away. We just keep using them.
Heritage listed.
But what happened was I had a pair of white Calvin Kleins and I got a huge hole in them.
Mm.
But again, I'm wearing them underneath. No one knows.
And the thing with Calvin Kleins is
as long as people see that they're Calvin Klein, yeah, that's fine.
As long as the top's not ripped. Yeah, if the top's fine, if the band's fine, it doesn't matter what's going on underneath. But the problem was, I went to my girlfriend's parents' house, and my girlfriend's mum, Kieran, she's offered to, like, sew up the hole.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, so I had this giant hole in her pair, and she's like, oh, I need to sew up this giant hole. And I'm like, and that made me think, okay, maybe it's, if there's someone looking at my undies going, you need to sew up the hole, maybe it's time to buy a new pair.
No, but that's not a thing. You don't sew up undies.
That's what I thought. But I'm saying if someone's giving me that suggestion, it's probably like, maybe I do need to buy new undies.
Because they're big holes. What if she accidentally sews up, like, the leg hole? You know what I mean?
Here you go. How do I put my legs in this?
This is now a hat.
Oh, she made me a nice Calvin Klein beanie. I've been having some issues. My undies, they've become really holey. A lot of holes in them. Now, the reason I bring it up is because I was recently at my girlfriend's parents' place. My girlfriend's mum, Kieran, she offered to sew up. I had this giant hole in my undies. She's offered to sew it up.
Odd offer.
Yeah, I didn't think it was something you'd do. That's when I thought maybe I have a problem, so I should share it with Hobart and we could resolve this issue. Now, you said very confusing to sew up undies in case she sews up all the holes.
Yeah, it could turn into a beanie or a neck warmer.
So you've come up with the Calvin Klein beanie.
Yeah.
Now, I'm currently wearing my undies on my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm testing out the Calvin Klein beanie.
Yes.
It's nice. It's lightweight.
Yeah.
How's it look?
Yeah, it's all right. The elastic needs to be a little bit tighter because at the moment it kind of looks like a hood.
Okay.
So
if you do want to see the Calvin Klein beanie, I'll put a photo up on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. Now, let's get to the old Instagram poll, mate, because my undies are there. Now, give me a bit of a drum roll. Mm-hmm. A little bit upset. 84% of people have said, yes, it's time for me to get new undies.
No, that's horrendous.
Well, look, even this is what we just said briefly, get it, briefs?
Yeah, nice.
I'm not going to throw away the old ones.
No, you keep them.
I'll buy new ones, but I'm still going to keep the old ones.
Well, alternatively, I mean, we spoke about this on a show a few weeks ago. I've got about 900 pairs of undies.
Yeah, you own so many undies.
So many undies. I mean, I'm sure I can find some that you can use, so you don't have to buy them.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, or you can wear them as a beanie or
I'll get my girlfriend's mum to stitch her up.
We've had big fan of the show, Mitchie McPherson, call through, Jim. Mitchie, welcome to the show, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you going?
Oh, we're fantastic, buddy. Now, you've been listening to this. You want to weigh in. What do you think Jimmy should do with his undies? Should he chuck them and get a new pair? Should he keep them and not worry? What do you reckon?
Well, for starters, when I heard you say that you were going to wear a beanie, I had to pull over. I thought I had a chance of crashing the car listening to that sort of content. But we've become really good friends in 3 days. It's incredible how our relationship has developed over the last 3 days. But if you keep those undies, I don't think that we can be friends, Jimmy.
Mitch, I'm willing to make a bit of a trade. Now, we did have you on the show last Friday, and you brought in some Stay Chatty hoodies that we really appreciate.
Mm.
Now, I got to keep mine, but most people don't know this. You accidentally took Nate with you. Accidentally,
oh,
I use inverted commas.
Accident.
Accidentally.
So, because I love Nate, and because I love you, Mitchie, I love both of you equally. Maybe I love one a bit more, but I'm not going to say who to. But I love you equally. What if, Mitchie, I give you my undies, the Calvin Klein beanie, and then in return you give me a hoodie that I then give Nath?
Okay, that sounds like a good deal.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
and can I only say the only reason I took the hoodie back was as I was sitting in the station with you guys, an order came through for his size. I thought, oh, I need that now.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.